Without the touch of Purusha, Prakriti remains Gunasamma. No manifestation of the three Gunas. Prakriti Gunasamasya Nirvisheshasya. At the time of Nirvishesh means without variety, without varieties. Nirvishesha, Manavi, addressing his mother, Devahuti. Devahuti is the daughter of Svayambhuva Manu. And Svayambhuva Manu brought the daughter before, what is Kapildev's father's name? Kardamamuni. Kardamamuni was a great mystic yogi, but he desired to marry, and immediately Svayambhuva Manu. The Svayambhuva Manu is also parampara, is the son of sun god, Svayambhuva Manu. Imam vivasati yogam praptvanaham abhayam vivasana manave prah. This Manu is one of our predecessor guru, vivasana manave prah. Manu ikha kavi bravi evam parampara prakam evam rajar sayovidu. So the spiritual science was spoken to Vivasan, the sun god. Therefore, the Kshatriyas, there are two families, one from the sun god, one from the moon god. So, Surya Vamsa, Chandra Vamsa. So, those who are Kshatriyas, coming from the Surya Vamsa, Lord Ramchandra also appeared in the Surya Vamsa. So Prakriti, Prakriti Gunasamas. So Manu belongs to the Surya Vamsa, and the daughter of Manu is Devahuti. Therefore, the son is addressing the mother, Manavi. Manavi, the Manusha, the word has come from Manu. Manusha. Manusha means coming from Manu. The human race, they are coming from Manu. So, therefore, the human society is controlled by the Manu Sanghita. There is a book, Manu Sanghita, law giving. Manu has given law. That law, at least the Hindus are the followers of the Vedic principle. Their law is Manu, Manusmriti. Manusmriti is also translated in Russian language. Professor Kotovsky told me in my statement there is, he has admitted that we have translated the Manusmriti. So, the Manav, the human race, has come from Manu. Therefore it is called Manusha, Manava. And the Manu's direct daughter, Devahuti, is addressed here by his son, Kapildev, Manavi. Prakriti Gunasamasya Nirvisheshasya. Gunasamma, when the three modes of material nature is not agitated, it is in the neutral stage. Gunasamma. Gunasamma, the Buddha philosophy is the highest goal is gunasam, where there is no manifestation by the agitation of the gunas. That is their ultimate goal. Gunasamma, nirvana. On account of agitation of the three gunas, these manifestations are there. And that is called viśeṣa. Viśeṣa means variety. And nirviśeṣa or nirvana, practically the same thing, finish these varieties and again become nirviśeṣa, no variety, neutral state. That is the highest perfection of Buddha philosophy. Nirviśeṣa śunyavād. There are two kinds of atheistic philosophers. One is nirviśeṣa and the other is śunyavād. So, my students, therefore, they address nirviśeṣa śunyavādi paschātta deśatāri. The whole world is nirviśeṣa śunyavādi. Some of them are advocates of zero. There are many big, big philosophers writing on zero. They believe in zero, but they write volumes of books. Why you are wasting time writing volumes of books on zero? After all, if you are going to be zero, remain zero. So, zero means disgust. Even Mahatma Gandhi, we have also heard in the paper, in the morning, the day when he was killed, the morning he was disgusted with so many different opposing elements, letters and news. So he said, "God, I don't want to live anymore. It is too much disgusting to me." And the same evening he was killed. So this zero, void philosophy, when one becomes very much disgusted, they want to make it zero. Finish everything. So this nirviśeṣa or zero is undeveloped stage. Just like a girl, unmarried girl, is undeveloped stage. But when she comes in contact with a puruṣa, then she develops with so many children. So that beginning of motherly life is called time. But the time is the Supreme Personality of God, Purusha. Now Prakriti herself cannot produce anything. This material manifestation, which we see so beautiful cosmic manifestation, that is not alone by the Prakriti. As the materialistic scientists think that there was a chunk and there became manifested, these are foolish theories. Real is then in contact. Ca ikkhata, that is Vedic information. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead glanced over the Prakriti, Mahatattva, then the three gunas agitated, and she begins to give birth in so many varieties of the 24 elements. We have already discussed the 24 elements. The ingredients are there. That is Prakriti. And pradhana means when they are not manifested. and prakriti means when they are manifested. And prakriti, pradhana, and above them there is the purusha. That purusha is Bhagavan, sa Bhagavan. Chesta jata sa Bhagavan. Wherefrom the prakriti begins to manifest. That is with the touch of Bhagavan. How touch? Chai khata. By simply glancing over. The prakriti becomes pregnant. Now, we cannot understand how one can make his wife pregnant simply by glancing. That is possible by Bhagavan. Therefore he is called Almighty. We have got experience if we want to make pregnant my wife. Then we have to use certain sense. That particular sense can make pregnancy. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being all-powerful, he can do anything from anywhere, from any sense. That is Almighty. We speak of Almighty. God is Almighty. But we do not understand what is the Almighty. This is Almighty. The Almighty Lord, simply by glancing over prakriti, he makes the prakriti pregnant and the prakriti produces so many varieties of life. Chesta. Chesta jata sa Bhagavan. So the prakriti cannot give birth to the varieties. That is wrong theory. That is wrong theory. The real variety begins when the prakriti is in touch with the purusha. That is our experience also. How we can say that prakriti can give birth, or woman can give birth to a child or many children without being touched with man? Where is our experience? There is no such thing. Therefore, we should not take prakriti as everything. We must find out the purusha. Therefore, the purusha who gives birth to this material variety, that is Lord Shiva. And the prakriti which gives birth to these varieties, that is Durga. Therefore, the original prakriti and purusha is represented by Shivalinga and Devi Pat. Those who are worshippers of Shivalinga, they know the Devi Pat and the Shivalinga, their worship. The original father, Krishna says, Aham bija pada pita. I am the seed-giving father. Sarvajonishu kaunteho sambhavanti murtayaya. There are varieties of forms of life, how they are being begotten. So Krishna says, Aham bija pada pita. That pita, father, is Lord Shiva. So when Krishna comes in touch with prakriti for giving birth of these varieties of forms of life, that is Shiva. That is Shiva. Shiva is not different from Krishna, but still Shiva is not Krishna. This is called inconceivable, one and different. Inconceivable, one and different. The example is given just like milk and sugar, dahi. Dahi is not different from milk. It is milk. It is milk, everyone knows. But it is not milk at the same time. You cannot get the benefit of milk by drinking dahi or jugar. Milk is used for different purpose and dahi is different purpose. When you take too much milk, you get dysentery. And if you go to the physician, he gives you some medicine to take with jugar, dahi. So, dahi or jugar is not different from milk, but it is not milk. Similarly, all these demigods, especially Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are the original chief demigods from Vishnu. So, these demigods, or even we are also the same principle, the living entities. Brahma is also in the category of living entities, and Lord Shiva is between the living entities and the Supreme Lord, in between. Therefore, you cannot keep Lord Shiva as living entity category, neither Vishnu category, via media. Kīraṁ jathā dadhivikāra viśeṣa saṅjūgā. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not come directly in touch with this prakriti. But the form by which he touches this prakriti, that is Lord Shiva. Therefore, Lord Shiva is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the same time, he is not the Supreme Personality. This is the conclusion. So that cheṣṭā yatasya bhagavān. Therefore, Lord Shiva's another name is Kāla-bhairava. Kāla-bhairava. And he is the master of the annihilation. When this whole material creation will be required to be destroyed, it will be done by Lord Shiva. It is created by Lord Brahma, it is maintained by Lord Vishnu, and when it will be destroyed, it will be done by Lord Shiva. Therefore, there are three original demigods. Kāla Bhairava, cheṣṭā yatasya bhagavān kāla, itu upalakṣitā. So kāla, time factor, is the Supreme Personality of God. It is about these 24 ingredients of material elements. It is in between the spiritual element and the material element, via media, that kāla. This is the description of kāla. So, we should not think the real part of this verse should be understood, that if we are misled by thinking that prakriti is working alone and is giving births of varieties of things, sabhishesha, that is wrong theory. It is exemplified like in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, just like in goats, you will find on the neck, on the, it is called neck or throat, there are some nipples. Have you seen it? So, if somebody thinks that there is nipple, there will be milk also. No, there is no milk. That is different. Similarly, if some person foolishly thinks that material nature, prakriti, is the cause of varieties of manifestation, that is wrong. That is wrong. It is done by the Purusha, the Supreme Person, through the agency of prakriti. Just like a man begets children through the agency of woman. Similarly, the varieties of this material world is due to the supreme person, Purusha. Purusha Shashvata, original, eternal Purusha. That is accepted by Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma param dhāma pavitram paramam bhavān. Bhavān, you are Purusha Shashvata. So, God is always Purusha. Purusha means the enjoyer, the male part, male and female, two parts required, negative and positive. So, the male part is Bhagavan and the female part is the prakriti, and combination of Purusha and prakriti is the varieties of creation. This is Sankhya belief. So, we should not be misled that prakriti itself has given so varieties of manifestation, cosmic manifestation. That is not possible. You have to accept the Purusha theory by your practical experience that without Purusha, no prakriti can give birth anything. Similarly, these varieties of manifestation in the world, in the material world, it is due to the combination of prakriti and Purusha. So the atheistic philosopher, they think that this combination of prakriti and Purusha is without any aim, without any idea. Just like a man and woman meets and they may have sex. There was no idea, but they have sex. They give this example. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter. There is no aim. And Purusha becomes subdued by the prakriti and the manifestation comes. But this Kapila Dev, you will find, and we, Vaishnava philosopher, we do not admit this, that without any aim, there is aim. Why Krishna says that this material world, bhutta bhutta praliyate, bhutta bhutta, there is aim. The manifestation of prakriti, cosmic manifestation, is there to give the living entities another chance for liberation. One chance is given, just like we have got, the prakriti is now manifested, and we are living entities, we are here. Sarvajonishu kaunteya sambhavanti murtayaya. In many varieties. So what is the aim? The aim is God realization. By evolutionary process, gradually, we come to the human form of life. Asitiṃścaturāṃścaiva jīva-jātiṣu. Jīva-jāti. Jīva under different species of life, they are evolving. Jalajānava lakkhāni sāvara lakkhavinśati kinvayam rudra-saṅkhaka pakṣināṁ dasa-lakkhakam. In this way, the evolution is coming. From aquatics to plants life, then insect, reptiles, then birds, then bees, then human life. So this human life, civilized human life, followers of the Vedic principle, that is the civilized life, Aryans, Arya. Therefore, the followers of Vedic principles, they are called Arya, advanced. Because those who are followers, just like Manusangita, It is Aryan literature, Vedic literature. So, Aryan means advanced. Advanced means civilized. So if we civilized people, we give up this Aryan literature or Vedic literature and take to Jasusi literature to waste our time, sex literature, then we are committing suicide. The Chaitanya Chaitamrita says, Anadi Bahirmukh Jeev, Krishna Bhuli Gela. The Krishna is the original father, we have forgotten. Anadi. Anadi means before the creation. Adi means the creation. So, this is a chance. This creation is there to give us chance to come to our original position, Krishna consciousness. So there is aim. It is not without aim. There is aim. And when there is creation, when there is civilized human being, and any still, they're not taking to Krishna consciousness, then Krishna comes personally to teach them. Yada yada hi dharma sagrani bhavati bharat tadatmanam sijamaham. So these civilized nations should take advantage of this Vedic literature. Kadamuni is teaching Sankhya philosophy. Krishna is teaching Bhagavad Gita. And if we do not take advantage of this thing, then again we are in the oblivion. Again this cosmic manifestation will be annihilated and will remain in slumbering state for many millions and millions of years. Again there will be creation. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. This is the mode of creation. So we should take advantage of this Vedic literature. Tad vijnanatham sa guru meva vigacche. Everyone should approach the bona fide spiritual master and take lessons from the Vedic literature. Then this life will be successful. We are rotting in this material world. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. Getting one short type of body, live there for some time. Again it is annihilated. Again another body. And we do not know what kind of body. That will depend on our karma. So, but you have to accept tatha dehantara prapti. So, this is going on under the influence of kala. So, people should be enlightened. That don't remain asleep. Uttishtata jagrata prapta paran nibodhata. Now you are civilized human being. You can read and write, you can understand. So jagrata. Now get up, be awake. Study this Vedic literature, especially the sense of Vedic literature. Srimad Bhagavatam. Nigama kalpata rur galitam phalamidam. Nigama means Vedic literature, Vedic knowledge. And it's ripe in fruit. Nigama kalpataror gulitam phalam idam. Srimad Bhagavatam. So, here Srimad Bhagavatam, chant Hare Krishna and be successful in your life. Thank you very much.